This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Somebody asked, if the default or the starting point for human spirituality and religiosity is monotheism, then why have human beings time and time and time again veered away from that monotheism towards the worship of idols of various types, you know, material and non-material? And I have a few things that I think about or meditations that I have on that. And I think maybe the overall theme is that the impulse for idolatry, and that's in the most broad definition possible of idolatry, is an attempt to regain control over religion after it had been put in the control of a third party. Okay, so actual genuine religion or actual genuine obedience is something that is outside of yourself. It's an external authority. Okay, we have Allah, and Allah is reality. There's no debating. He gives us guidance. Out of his mercy and love, he's trying to convince us. He's not just going to tell us and then, you know, to hell with everybody else. No, he's going to actually try to convince us. We have a duty, our sincerity, if we have preserved the gift of our heart and our soul enough, we're sincere enough to realize and submit. And if we haven't, if we've neglected or mismanaged the gift of sincerity in our heart and our soul, then we're not going to be able to hear it. Okay. So the sincere person submits to the external audit, right? The authority outside of ourselves, that this is what you need to do. I'm going to tell you what I want to see you do, how you're going to love me, how you're going to demonstrate your love for me. Okay, this is just like a relationship, right? It's like, imagine if you go home to your spouse and you're like, okay, I'm going to show you my love by dumping, you know, the potting soil all over the floor. And it's like, well, you're just making more work for me. What are you talking about? This isn't how I want to be loved. Allah has exclusive right to tell us how he wants to be loved, how he wants to be obeyed, right? It's only Allah gets to decide that. Okay, so every impulse to idolatry is an attempt to retake that control back into human hands, okay? Because if you have an idol, somebody has to speak for the idol. The idol can't speak by itself. Who's going to speak for the idol? It's got to be a human, right? What does the idol want? What does the idol like? What does the idol not like? It's got to be a human behind it at the end of the day, okay? It's also avoiding accountability, because there's not just one, there's also multiple. And this is something that the Quraysh used to do before the Ba'ath, before the message of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. If they made one idol upset, they could always go to another one, right? And so they were never really held accountable for their actions. It's just like we do this as kids with our parents, right? If you go ask your mom, can I have dessert? Can I have ice cream? She says no. What do? You go ask dad. We're the same. It's the same with religion, right? If there's multiple authorities and they're each competing and they're each equal, now you stand a chance. Let's say you wanted something, but idol number one said no, through whatever reason, or the people. Obviously, the idol can't speak itself, but the people who are responsible for communicating, supposedly the oracles or whatever you want, for communicating the will or the desire of idol number one, they say no. Well, you can go to idol number two, no problem. And you can keep on going to idol number three and idol number four. And you can keep on doing whatever you have to do to serve your interests and justify doing what you already wanted to do, right? So every impulse to idolatry is about these sorts of things. It's about reintroducing human control where before there was no human control, or at least very little. Like we're talking about human interpretation of the divine message. That's a categorically different thing of a different order than an idol who can't speak. And now you need a class of human beings to interpret, or divination, right? The will or the desire of the idol, right? It's an entirely different thing. And so it's trying to bring back into the control and recreate this sort of conflict of interest where we really just want to hear what we want to do. And we really just want license to be able to do what we already have kind of decided.